Happy Cinco de Mayo de Logio. We're live here on Dispatching Live, and we're so happy you could join us. Hopefully you are celebrating somehow, right? This is probably one of the most important celebration holidays we've got. Sue, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Awesome. I'm happy that we're lucky, actually, that Thursday is Cinco de Mayo. So we're very lucky. I can't hit my applause button because I've got a mariachi band. So
I love the hat.
I know I got the hat.
And that's awesome.
I got a margarita.
I got my margarita maker over here, but we haven't made them yet.
Yeah, we're ready to go here. And people in the live chat are just going crazy. There's Vance is hitting the pinata. Two Bears is up next at the pinata. And we're going to need more salt.
It's a whole 100 now, right?
So, there's parrot heads here running around. It's
they
awesome.
Give them money back?
Everybody loves Cinco de Mayo. What's not to love? And it's festive music, too. I'm so happy
I'll
that I found
the
music.
That's what I'm saying.
$40
from the
what
other
what I
want
to do is, as we move into... Let's go ahead and pause
that. Right there.
Yeah.
Try and get my applause and everything going here. I do want to jump into... Because somebody said, you know, Jay, it takes so long to get the show going. All right, I'll tell you what here. Let's do some show. All right. We've got... it is Cinco de Mayo Lodio. That is today's episode on Dispatching Live, so we're excited. Please do jump in the line. There you go, Joe. Get the margaritas going. All right. Ty loves Sue.
I got a chance.
Nacho Libre's in the house. Good deal. So Cinco de Mayo Lodio. Hey, you say you value your employees. My paycheck determined that was a lie. Maury. Hey, you know how they deliver cars in Dubai? Mic check, 1, 2, 3. By helicopter. Lots of money.
That I returned? That I had to pay the other day?
Why not? You know, if it fits, it ships. And then, of course, it was the dispatcher. Okay, I think I got his voice going now really well, so... All right, we'll go ahead and jump in the live chat. This is somebody sent me an email. I mean, wants to grow their business, questions. I said, you know, I know it's a weird show, but tune in on Thursday, say hello, and what we'll do is we'll actually answer questions and party at the same time. So how cool is that? So, Sue, if you want to take back the screen.
Oops, okay.
And you can go ahead and, if you've got a route scout, what's your route scout? Do you want us to search a route? Because maybe you've got, you know, too many margaritas at one time going. We can search.
Well, let's discuss what we're at. We're at 46,964. We went up almost 1,000 loads from last week. I think we were at 4,590 or something, 900 and. Let's see, 45,905, and we're at 46,964. Isn't that crazy?
What does that mean?
I would think that means more people are either going out of business or there's just more loads. I'm going with the fact that gas prices are still not down. People are sitting instead of moving. And then, like I said, they've probably put a numerous amount of little guys out of business that were running paycheck to paycheck would be my guess.
Yeah, paycheck to paycheck. What do you guys think in the live chat? What do you think is happening? Because we know the Get Rich Quick YouTube videos, they just keep on coming.
Yeah.
So is there, for every new guy that goes out of business because of Get Rich Quick, is there another one and a half, two replacing them? Here's the thing, Sue, and I've talked to Ty about this.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like arguing over illegal dispatchers on Facebook, hundreds of comments.
Yeah.
But when it comes to actually getting like real statistical feedback of what's happening in auto transport, crickets.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to know what exactly is happening. And there's no, I can't find any statistical information out there. I don't know what's happening other than Speculation Live.
Right.
So since we are at Speculation Live, is that what, I mean, what, like, do you have drivers sitting and waiting?
I have a few drivers sitting or going out of business. I've had one that's still sitting. I have one that sits every once in a while because the rates are bad 1 week and next week. You know, and here's the thing. You just can't predict where to send somebody. And the other problem is when you limit us as to where you will only go, that hurts us as well because then, you know, 1 week it may be fine and the next week it may suck. You know what I mean? Because it's not based on, it's all based on what the brokers or dealers or importer exporters list the cars for. And not everybody's desperate to move a car, so they're not going to put the price up where it needs to be. Not everybody's going to raise the price where it needs to be. So that hurts us. Because I've got like a couple drivers that only wanted to do like the southern area, like Louisiana and stuff like that. And you know, and I know that's unpredictable unless there's a freaking hurricane. You're the loads are gonna be
that's where everybody, you know, wants, I mean, to be.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, you know, wants to do that. They don't want to be, you know.
And well, and so question, what's behind the constraints given to you by drivers? What's the reason?
Well,
unfamiliar or what is it?
Well, I have some people that don't want to drive in the mountains, and some of them think the mountains are in Arkansas.
Okay.
And they're not.
Okay. Yeah. Lake, well, Lake of the Ozarks.
Well, that's not mountains. Anyways, either. But, and you know, I have guys that just, that's what they want to do. They only want to do the southern states. And they have to realize there's a lot of competition for that because everyone wants to do the southern states, especially during the wintertime. You know that how that goes, too. Mm-hmm. The only time they don't want to go to that area is if there's a hurricane coming in. And they're like, oh, I don't want to go there now. You know what I mean? And so like the guys on the East Coast, I don't usually take them if they only want to run East Coast stuff because, you know, I don't like East Coast stuff. They don't always pay the greatest. I have some guys that will only travel 500 miles a day, which is kind of, you know, why? That doesn't make sense to me either. Because if I'm making the money we're supposed to be making, I'm going to take you where you need to go to get the money and get you back when you need to get back, right?
Well, it's a, you know, good point. Time out. So is there a lack of trust?
No, I think sometimes, well, not granted, we've got a bunch of new drivers in. So that may be part of it, but the other part of it is this. This is what they like to do, and that's all they want to do. But they weren't making money before with their other dispatchers, so I'm sitting here telling them, okay, this is why you're not making any money. You were doing $200 loads in New Jersey, PA. You know, that's not enough money with tolls and fuel. And the way I look at it is if more starting and stopping in cities, you're going to lose your gas mileage, right? It's the same thing with driving your car. So if you're driving further miles, you're going to get better gas mileage too. And some of them just, you know, don't hear it. And that's why I don't do local stuff. So when I tell them, okay, I'll take you on, but this is what we're going to do. And they agree to it. And the next minute, I know they're not agreeing to it and they want to do closer stuff. Then I can't work with them. Right. I'm trying to make you as much money as possible. If you're not going to hear what I'm saying, then I got to move on to the next driver. Cause trust me, we got all kinds of people lined up, want to sign up. So I'm looking for people who want to work, keep their trucks moving and make money at the same time. And I know Ty likes local stuff too, but you got to do it the right way, right, Ty? You have to make money doing it. You can't take these crappy loads that are on here.
And that's where, you know, if you want to develop a running lane, we have a show for that. It's called Cars on the Move on Fridays.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a dispatch service, that's different from building a running lane. We have a show for that. It's called Dispatching Live.
Right. You know, and I've been sending you all kinds of lists. You know, you notice I'm getting list after list from brokers.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it's because they're not finding anybody to haul their loads. But
right.
Part of it is,
I was just
going to
say,
crap.
There's breadcrumbs and clues
showing
that loads aren't moving.
Yeah. Every single day, I'm getting probably 5 to 10 lists. Now, granted, some of these are double, triple lists. But I'm getting 5 to 10 lists from different brokers saying, these are my loads. Please help. But I'm looking at the amounts of money, and I'm like, well, that's why they're not moving. They're not paying enough.
Well, and this is the problem, is this is why we already talked about get-rich-quick YouTube videos for drivers. What about the get-rich-quick YouTube videos for brokers? I mean, what makes you think you've done enough that you're doing enough to hang on to a substantial portion of the shipper's money.
Right.
Well, where'd you get that idea?
Yeah.
Well, I'm holding a deck of cards. I mean, you are playing poker with the driver.
Right.
You're playing poker with the shipper and the driver, and you've been doing this a week.
Yeah.
And you watched a video.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I've had a lot of, like, I'm listing loads left and right. So these people are finding cars to buy, trust me. And I'm moving them out as fast as they're coming in. But what I've noticed is that most of the drivers are new. Like, they have 7 ratings, 10 ratings. So those are the newbies. And then my favorite ones are the ones that I've already got it listed for $1 a mile, okay? And they're asking for like $100 or $150 more than what I have it listed for. And I'm like,
wow.
And they have 5 ratings. And I'm like, obviously, man, you don't know how this works, and I'm not going to dispatch it to you for that.
So it must be crazy. I guess it's like, this is where, if you've been a broker for years, decades, right?
Mm-hmm.
To see just all these newbies just coming in constantly, it's gotta, after a while, I guess you're just like, well, it's always going to be this way. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is crazy.
It'd be like every time you went to your favorite restaurant, there was a new waitress.
Right.
You'd be like,
just turn it in and out. Why
is it always a new waitress?
Yeah.
In fact, and that brings me to, I mean, like companies. When you see companies with like a brand new person each week, mm-hmm. aren't you like, God, is there something going on?
Yeah. Well, honestly, I think you've got the older drivers that have been doing this for a long time. Those are the guys maybe sitting because they're established. They probably have a bankroll, you know, they can sit for a little bit. But these new guys coming in, they're going to have to keep running no matter what. And what I want to say without saying it bad, like, but they're probably the ones keeping the prices low because they're having to take whatever they can take because they can't haul.
All right. Well, I'll double down. I mean, everybody knows that's the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's never going to change. Hello, it's never going to change. There's no banding together. I've been saying this and I'm going to keep saying it. There's no banding. Nobody's going to band together. There will be no band on the run. Nobody's going to sing Kumbaya and raise the rates. It is never going to happen.
No. Nope, I agree. It hasn't happened since COVID and it ain't going to happen now.
Never going to happen.
No.
Never. Stop. It's not going to happen. And I'll tell you, I would think that new drivers, like we're talking about, need you more than ever. Yes. Okay. Right?
Well, yeah, I would think so.
They can't walk into a dealership and say, gosh, we want to haul your cars. We've been in business 2 months.
Yeah.
We have one two-car trailer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I can only carry 9,000 pounds or whatever, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
There's no way. They need a dispatcher. And this is why, along with the Kumbaya stuff, stop listening to the illegal dispatcher. If you see another illegal dispatcher post, run.
Yeah,
it's
just
nonsense.
Stupid.
Let them argue and catfight and gossip, blah, blah, blah. You don't watch The Bachelorette all night, do you? Okay, then.
And honestly, until the FMCSA decides what a dispatcher is, there's no point in anybody worrying about it anyways.
It's like the pro-life argument. I saw a pro-lifer and a pro-choicer going at it. I'm like, really? You guys just realize there's a social media platform to argue to your heart's content? Go do something. Forget about it. Okay.
True.
All right, good. I'm glad I got that off my chest. And I'm sure the live chat is too. What are we doing? Do we have anything to look at? I got news. I'll tell you what. I could go into
let's
news.
Let's do news.
Let's do some news. And then if you've got a Route Scout or you've got a question or you just want to kick back and enjoy Cinco de Mayo. All right. Let's see what we got here in the Dispatching Live news bag. Oh, yes. It was the dispatcher. Yes, we are having another Vagina Balls Day. All right. Right?
Oh, my God.
In case the hashtag gotcha, we're in favor of Vagina Balls. See? Amber Heard's
Vance
on the
is
stand.
Going to regret sending that to me.
Oh, my God. Did you know Amber Heard is on the stand right now?
Yes, I watched a little bit of it last night, and I was like, oh, my God. So,
I just wanted to put it in the live chat. How much can you stand? How long can you? It's like a test. It's like a Clockwork Orange challenge. How long can you stand watching her on the stand? I made it. I only could do it for a couple minutes.
Yeah, I just saw it for a couple minutes, and I was like,
oh, my God. I don't know what I'm watching. I don't know if she's acting. I don't know if she's serious. I don't know if she's in one of her personalities. I don't know what it is, but I can't stand her.
Well, it was weird because they were doing it. She was smiling, grinning 1 second. The next minute, she was crying, and I'm like, I can't even keep up.
I know. And she had all weekend to run through. You know she spent the whole weekend running through scenarios and in the mirror. I mean, oh, my God. That should be a movie. I'd love to watch that.
It probably will be a movie. Oh. Give it time.
Amber's witness prep.
And he'll probably play himself in the movie,
right? It could
be a
whole series. She's, like, you know, doing lines and I don't know what she's doing. Oh, my God. Chopping off fingers, pooping on the bed. Here we go. Put it in the... You know your dispatchers need relief. Pump Dispatching Live in your dispatch office every Thursday. Thank you so much. Remember, you can grab a mask and jump right in. And we get people have emailed me and texted me like, this grab a mask and jump right in has caught on. It's a thing. Mic check, my audio changed. 1, 2, that's fine. I'll raise the audio. Do what you got to do, microphone. You do you, microphone. I will go ahead and raise the audio. Okay, mic check, 1, 2, 3. All right, so, yep, grab a mask. And that has, this, by the way, has nothing to do with COVID. Do not grab a COVID mask and jump right in. All right, here we go. Yeah? Can Sue determine how many loads are from a dealer to a customer?
If I can get the appointment today.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. I just read that, and I'm not sure how that would work exactly.
Can Sue determine... What does he mean? Can Sue determine how many loads...
Are single from dealer to a customer? No, because they really... I mean, I can look at single units, but I won't know if they're dealer to a customer. Like, you can't filter them out.
So he's trying to figure out... he's trying to figure out how many are, like...
It's YNH.
Home delivery.
Yeah, see, I because they don't
check.
Tell you on here, you know, where they're going to and from, obviously. Sometimes they'll put residence to residence. I'm not like all of mine, I'll put dealer to residence, but I can't, there's no filters for that to look at it.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I agree. There's no way to find out. Right. Which is kind of getting back into, I keep saying this, and what's going to happen is somebody's going to develop a whole thing of sharing auto transport statistical information. I'd love to be a part of that. I've been saying it for years because we have no data.
Right.
That's a great question. Ty, how is it that we don't have any idea? We don't know how many drivers are doing what. We don't know who's in business. We hear that, you know, when I hear someone has a carrier list of 20,000, I'm like, yeah, 10,000 of them are out of business. We don't have any data. We're Dude, we're auto transport. We don't have any data. Grab a mask and jump right in.
And do you really think they do? I mean, they're just a load board.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, that's funny. They have the data, but they have no employees to look at it. So there you go, man.
There you have it.
Trying to figure out how many are going. Yeah. Well, and like, for example, I think the reason Ty is asking, so we're going to Digital Dealer next week. We're going to be in Tampa. Uh-huh. Now, dealers, as far as knowledge and tech, are up here. And we're like, we're about down here. We're on illegal dispatchers, and they're at future technology to, like, ship you through the metaverse. Yeah. Good times. Good times there, everybody. Thanks for playing. That's the thing. We were at Auto Haulers Association of America this week, and like, hey, you guys talk about auctions and dealer tech? What? So, now, that is a terrible mischaracterization, and I, you know, I object strenuously. Auto Transport Intel Dispatching Live, take two. The thing is that a lot of stuff just isn't being talked about, and we're over here on this little YouTube channel shouting about it. And, you know, everyone's like, yeah, well, If it's not get rich quick, I'm not watching. I'm not paying attention. The load descriptions and the load requirements. Hey, just posted another actual pickup, actual delivery. It's time to spray the champagne. We might want to do another M-Way search one of these days. When carriers illegally post loads, aren't you part of the problem, Sue?
Well, yeah, for sure. Which is happening more and more, by the way.
No, carriers don't.
I keep seeing more and more of them every
day. No, carriers don't do anything illegal. It's always the dispatcher. It was the dispatcher.
You know what my favorite part is, too, is when it's a carrier that's hauled for me, and then I see it on there, too. That happened yesterday. I think Two Bears was asking, if you lose, if a business goes out of business on Central, yeah, you lose that rating.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. I don't think it's fair, but I get it. How are they going to have it on there?
It'd be like having a friend on Facebook that, you know.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah. There you go. Yep. Mm. And let's see. What else? Yeah. The newbies. Okay, newbies. Ty was asking about the newbies. That's somehow going to enlisten. Yeah, so they've reduced it down to 45 days. So I could see where some of those people that I'm getting the 7 and 10 ratings. But I had, like, this was weird. The other day we requested a load. Vance requested a load from this guy. And he said he'd been in business since 1995, but he had one rating. And he's like, we didn't want the load. We found something better, and we hadn't accepted the load. And he's like, I'm going to give you a negative. Well, you can't give a negative for something we didn't take. So obviously he's not in the loop.
Because they were – you know what? Because the dispatchers are illegal has invaded the whole brain and sensibility that this guy believes you can give a negative to a company that you haven't even worked with. Yeah.
Right.
That is the drama that we're talking about. I can't wait to get to – I made some new slides. I can't wait to get to them. Don't be the flip of the week. Come on.
We need a new flip of the week. Have we got any more?
Well, I haven't gotten any – I'll tell you what. I do have – you want to see a video?
Did we watch – is this the video from last week with the van?
Have you seen this? Fritz sent this in.
Yeah, with the door open?
Yeah, the door's open.
Oh, good Lord.
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't see it open. Hopefully, that's not a new vehicle because it's going backwards. That's probably not good on it.
Meanwhile, he's in the cab blasting eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Explain to her what we just did.
And great job, everybody. Well done.
Wow.
Yeah.
So let me – he can't see that?
Screw it. Who cares?
Probably a Copart car. The door's going to fall off anyways.
Car.
Whatever.
I got it on the load board. Oh, man, that is great stuff. Wow.
That could be a flip of the week.
Let's see. So, yeah, don't be the – come on. I did roll the video. That was the video. Okay, so I got some comments.
Okay.
All right. So, hey, Jay, over 3 to 4 minute intros while you have no views and comments. Ouch.
Ouch.
You put on a great show and you push your viewers away at the same – really, the intro is what pushes people away? That –
You mean the beginning of the show on Tuesday nights, or
I
what?
Tell me, I really want to, but go, here's the thing is, here's your context. The next comment, you can tell it's the same guy. You can tell a dispatcher if they're is lying, if their mouth is moving, all right? So he believes in illegal dispatchers, too, or whatever.
Apparently, or something.
So go back to the first comment and explain it. I don't understand what we're talking about. I thanked him, but I don't understand.
Called your man and tell him what's going on.
Operating with a lack of prohibition, is there a lobbyist or group that represents dispatchers? No. And if there was, what would they do? What would he... I like it, T-Boo. That's good. But what would a dispatch lobby do? Not that we don't need one, because honestly, and it's, I think the dog's out of the barn or whatever they say on the farm, but the thing is that the FMCSA is going to weigh in on what a dispatcher is. And the people they're listening to are brokers. Well, of course a broker wants dispatchers illegal. Because the broker lobby wants to keep all the money. This is how capitalism works, and that's why I love it so much. Okay, Jay, if you don't like it, go. Yeah. I've heard all that. I'm not going to do any of this. I'm going to go live in another country stuff. It is what it is. But you get what you pay for. And, right. Dispatchers could use a lobby group. But, you know, who's going to organize that? What are they going to do? How are they going to raise any money? They're illegal. Nobody cares.
True.
Okay. So, I don't know. I thanked him.
Well, and here's a question. He could be talking about a dispatcher for a broker company, too. They consider themselves dispatchers, too.
Well, I know. That's the thing.
So I don't know what it means.
This is another thing nobody wants to talk about on Facebook. Yeah. Brokers have dispatchers, and carriers have dispatchers. Do you know this? Well, Jay, that's illegal. Okay, so this is my... Here we go. You're up in your cubicle in the sky. Or on the road, or whatever you do. And, you know, these are your thought bubbles. City of idiots. Total waste. Especially those illegal dispatchers. Okay? So that's for you. I'm reading your mind. I know. I think this could be a whole comic strip. Called City of Idiots. and I chose, like, the most nondescript... What? Operator? And I also chose a crane, that way I don't need truckers, like, you know, putting out a fatwa. Okay, so that was good. All right, so, Bachelorette Truck Stop, all right? Yeah. If you can't get enough of the Facebook drama, be sure to tune in Thursdays at noon for more Bachelorette Truck Stop, where we give roses full of poison to dispatchers. Seriously, folks, if you're going to gossip, go ahead and read. I'll make you a deal. For every minute that you gossip, and it is gossip, you know, you watch the Desperate Housewives shows, I realize that. For every minute you gossip, you owe me a minute of reading, okay? We'll make that deal. Shake on it. I'll shake on it here live. All right, cool. All right, thank you so much. We were at Auto Haulers Association of America this week. I mean, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Yesterday, this was Tuesday night. We did a great show. Ty was really great at connecting with folks live. We also went live Wednesday at Auto Haulers Association of America. I'll tell you honestly, I think that's the first time in history anyone has done a live stream from Auto Haulers Association of America, and it happened here on ATI. Now, we actually did do a live stream there in 2019. But we were in a presentation. This was in the hallways, so now we've done both. Joe Bercari, Midwestern Car Carriers, was with us taking notes. Check that out. Here's a note. This is real stuff. We know there's a driver shortage. We're sticking by the partners who are helping us work through it. I always say, okay, if there's a driver shortage and retention problem, and there are newbies every day watching Get Rich Quick YouTube videos, can the two groups meet? Is there any way to... What if the companies that need drivers made Get Rich Quick YouTube videos? Would that work? You get the attention of the newbies, and then you inform them about their options of working there. They already have a truck. They already have clients. They need a driver. The newbies, well, are looking for equipment. Looking for clients, want to get in. Smells like an opportunity, but what do I know? I'm just a guy with a show or whatever. Automotive industry panel. One of the things that we do is, so Ty gets photos live, and then I turn them into social media posts. This really happened, what, Wednesday? Tuesday? I think this was Tuesday. And these guys up here in the suits... OEMs, ladies and gentlemen, actual auto manufacturer company reps. Toyota, Nissan, GM, they're up there on stage talking to the Auto Haulers Association of America. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's totally awesome. Ty was there. Good job, Ty. And then our friend Hank Seaton. You know, Hank Seaton, he's an attorney, and he stands up for the independent contractor. If the dispatchers could have a leader, this is the guy. That would be amazing. Look at this. He's up here talking about independent. How many super truckers want to hear an attorney talk about independent contractors? Riddle me that. By the way, what's a super trucker? Thanks for playing. Okay. This is on usedcarnews.com. We've been collaborating with Used Car News. Okay, here's what I wanted to get to. Sue, didn't you talk about this? The RPM hub.
Yes. So you have to be invited. If this is their load board, you have to be invited, that you get to sign up, and then you get your username and password, if that's what we're talking about. And the reason why we were talking about it was because they never answer their phones, right?
Hey, thanks for playing. Boy, that's a lot of applause today. People's hands are going to get tired. You know, I went to rpmmoves.com, and I couldn't find anything. It's by invitation only?
That's what I keep getting. I keep getting invitations, and I go sign up. Honestly, I don't
have... How do you get invited?
I just randomly get an email for one driver or another. And in the very beginning, I got like 3 or 4, but I never got all of them for all the drivers.
What's the criteria to get invited?
No clue. I would think they want everybody to use it because, like I said, they're not answering their phones. It's a real pain. I'm telling you.
So crazy, man. I love it.
It is. The bigger people get, isn't that what usually happens? Isn't that crazy? It's like United Road. They never answer the phones either. Like, I guarantee you I need a they also don't put on their board. They never put the releases on there. They always say the release is on there, but the release is not on there. And guess when you get the release? Either you got to call them or you get it 2 days later.
Can you do me a favor? The next time or first time or whenever, when you catch a glimpse of the load board, can you try to screenshot it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see what it looks like.
Let me see if I've
Is
got...
it Bigfoot or is it the RPM hub? Okay, ladies, that was fun.
Let me see if I've got somebody's password. I'll work on that. You keep talking.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. We're having so much fun here, aren't we? Oh, this was a story. Be careful. I've been thinking about this. Somebody put an AirTag on this guy's dually, and he luckily found it. You know, AirTag, right? Looks like a nickel or whatever. Cops came and took the AirTag to track it back to the owner, and they told him that dualies have been a huge target for theft.
Wow.
So download a tracker detect app and run that S within Bluetooth range of your stuff, dude. This is what you're looking for. Looks like a tiny smoke alarm.
So they're doing that so they can go back and steal it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Wow. Which really, you know, sheds a lot of the mind of a, you know, thief. Like a cyber criminal today.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So
that's kind of crazy.
So there's somebody carrying around a bag of AirTags, right? And they're just, oh, I like that one. Plink.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice. Plink.
I'll come find it later. Yeah.
I'll
that's
go get
crazy.
It later. For the price of an AirTag, man, I can get me a Lambo. That's some crazy stuff, man. So, yeah, something to think about. Here we go. Here's your how we doing. See if I can run that. We actually have theme music now for how we doing. Here we go.
Holy shit.
What is he doing?
Holy shit.
What is he doing?
Hey, he's waiting. I'm just blown away right now.
What is that?
That's just, I mean, like a strap's going to hold that on?
I've never seen that. Well, what's the physics here? How is that even up? Is he off camera, like, holding the bumper? What is going on?
So he must have had ramps underneath it, right, when he loaded it?
See, but there's the, yeah. And then he pushed
That's
him back in?
Freaking insane.
I know.
Why wouldn't you? I would at least leave the ramps out, wouldn't you?
I would. Is it like
look how close that is. Yeah.
Is there friction? Well, is there friction here holding the car up? I don't understand.
Is it stuck to the other one?
Does he know Chris Angel? Okay.
Oh my God! I cannot believe it. And nobody busted him for this, huh?
So his transportation company is called Mind Freak LLC.
That's insane.
You know what my favorite part is? I'm gonna get so busted for saying
what?
This.
What?
He's at a Valero. Okay. All right. I do not get gas. I do not get gas. Okay. I'm gonna just keep going. I'm just gonna get canceled. Hey, this guy wants a car transported. Let's see here. Okay. I need a car transported. I got my zips. 94531. Maybe that's California 250. All right. Car rolls but does not drive. See, I love the marketing on this one. This is so people. Car rolls but does not drive. You know, I want the car doesn't drive. Just tell me the car doesn't drive.
Right.
What do you mean the car? The steering wheel turns, but everything else is destroyed. All right. Hoping to pay $1,000. Well, where'd you get that idea?
Yeah, what is that? Let's go look that up. I'm just
curious. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, this guy says it's 1,700 miles. It's an in-op going 1,700 miles. And by the way, what is the trunk thing here? What is that?
Oh, that's psychedelic, man. What the hell? It like lifts up, zoom down.
Didn't the
is this a DeLorean?
Did the trunk elevator cost more than you're willing to pay for shipping?
I guarantee you that probably costs more than the car did, right?
What is
what kind of car is that?
I don't know.
Huh.
That is so people. Yeah. I spent $5,000 on my trunk elevator. So, I spent $400,000 on my daughter's quinceañera, but I want to ship a car for $500.
What was the zip codes again? I think it was 94531 was the pickup.
Yeah, it's
which is
94531.
That's up by San Francisco.
To 50310.
50310 is Des Moines, Iowa. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna not move. No,
for a thousand,
not a chance in hell.
And it's.
Should I see if it's listed? I'm just.
So that's the thing is, it's not just. Here we go, Ty. It's not just the transporters. The shippers have lost their minds.
Oh my God! It's listed on here, Jay.
Oh, it is.
It's a 93 Civic CRX Civic is what it is.
You gotta take the screen. I want to see this.
It's got to be this.
All right.
It's a CRX Civic DeSoul.
If you're joining us just around, thank you so much. It is time to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with crazy shipper. Here we go.
So it's one of these, or one of them's lying about something, right? I'm going to say it's the Civic because it's listed for $950 and he only wanted to pay $1,000, right?
Yeah, wants to pay $1,000.
I think it's this. Let's look at what it looks like. I find it odd, though, that this company has a Mazda Miata listed and the same information, because that's not a normal place, by the way, but you're going to see that. Yep, that's what it is. It's the Civic. Look at it.
Hi.
I didn't know they had a... that's it right there, right?
Sure. Oh, now we're in the... Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo. The shippers have lost their minds, so it's time to party.
I think that's the car. It's a Civic. But that's never going to move. I mean, that's really never going to move. It's 53 cents a mile, and they got to use a winch, and it's in somebody's garage. We need some maracas.
Right?
I think they're... I almost bought some at a yard sale this weekend. What was I thinking? Somewhere. I forgot it was going to be Cinco de Mayo.
Are you celebrating? Gas is through the roof, and everybody wants to hold on to their money. Let's celebrate.
53 cents a mile in up.
Yeah, here's to a cheap in up.
That's too funny. I honestly think this guy that's got the one underneath it, it's the same car, too. I think he just listed it as a Miata to make it look different, so it didn't right, look like it was exactly. double brokering.
Totally.
Yep.
It's a total scam.
Yep. And both these companies always list cars together. I'm actually
Do
kind
they
of
know
surprised
each other? You know,
that
I
these
heard
other a... two aren't listed too.
It's funny because I heard a story about these two brothers, or I saw a video. There's two brothers that are both restaurant owners in London on the same alley, and they're in competition with each other. Is that really what this is? Are these two the two like the two brothers?
Looking to transport
Could be.
Oh no, no, not that ad. I hate that ad. Okay. On all the time. Okay. We okay?
Yep.
All right, we're back? All right, cool.
We're back.
Okay. Well, that was interesting. I love it. It's still there. It's so great. I wonder when, let's see if I can see when, because wait, I grabbed this. By the way, take the screen, because I screenshotted this several days ago. Take the screen back for me. Because look at when it was posted.
When was it posted?
What? Yesterday?
Oh, this was posted. But when did you get it?
I screenshotted it several days ago. Might have been Monday. Could have been Sunday. I mean, let's go with Monday. Let's say I screenshotted that Monday. Shoot, it could have been Friday. My point is,
because they could be refreshing this. We don't know.
Well, of course. But that thing's been sitting there because... he said he wanted to do it for $1,000, which means this top broker probably actually has the contract.
Maybe.
And then the other guy's just like, this is, okay, speculation live. If you call this one, you're going to get, let me check with the customer. Right?
I bet he went to U-Ship.
Oh, of course.
I'm surprised Amway doesn't have it listed too then.
Is this funny? This is funny, isn't it?
This is crazy.
I mean, or we could do the get rich quick stuff. I don't know. We should take a poll. Would you rather do... Here we go. Where's the questions? Would you rather get the truth about auto transport or watch get rich quick videos all day? Let us know. Put it in the live chat. Because like that one guy said, I'm chasing away the audience. It must be with the intros. I don't know what it is. let's keep going. All right. We're doing so good. We've gobbled up 40 minutes of footage. Okay. Other than Central Dispatch, what other load boards can I sign up with? Did we already do this one? This is a broker.
Oh.
By the way.
I think we did. If it's a broker, that's the way we took it. I think we did that last week about the different ones they could sign up with, but they'll have to pay, like ship.cars, RC, carship.io.
I think it's deja vu. It sounds the same, but I think this is a new car hauler. I think
get
rich video guy.
So you think it's a car hauler, not a broker.
So let's say you're a brand new hauler. You know, I'm gonna be pretty liberal with the definition there. Yeah. So let's say you're brand new. Other than Central, what load boards, you know, what can you do? How else can you find loads? Yeah, get rich quick. We've been wrong for years. We got to try the get rich quick stuff. This is not working.
Well, obviously, the only person that's going to make money on the get rich ones are the people that pay attention to the YouTube people that are rolling around on the floor with money all over them.
The views go sky high. And the have you seen the comments? Like, yeah, bro, this is the best. It's crazy. Okay. I get that this guy, I love this guy. This is me. I get this question every freaking day, every freaking week. It gets old.
Release of registration sent is taking 50 days to release. Is this all current? Is this like recent?
Yeah, I screenshotted this the other day.
None. Get your own authority. United
but why does
Road.
He say the release of registration?
I don't, they he, may not understand.
Sign up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not everybody understands the terminology if they've never done this before either.
Okay.
You know how that goes.
Oh, you got it. Here, read this, please. Sue's going to read this. Here we go.
Okay. Need advice ASAP. Had a client ask me, can I move a truck from North Carolina to Dallas? I agreed. I don't move cars very much now, so I posted it on Central. Driver texted me Tuesday inquiring about the vehicle. I called him and we spoke. He explained he can pick it up in North Carolina Thursday. ABS deliver it, I guess about deliver it to Dallas Saturday today. I run all checks. They are clear. And so I dispatch them the load. Thursday comes. He texts me at 10:32 and says he will be there in 30 minutes. No problem. Shipper has to drop his kid off. So at 11:47, I told him go ahead since it was literally a 10-minute run. Carrier gets there at 11:55. He called and said no one was there. I explained what happened. He said he wished he would have known. I explained, well, you are late. And he said we are in different time zones. Either way, he was late, but it wasn't really a big deal. Fast forward to today. I call him to get an ETA. He didn't answer. So I texted, hey, can you give me an ETA on when you'll be dropping the car off? He texts back Monday, nothing else. I can't read anymore.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Oh, okay.
I asked him, what do you mean Monday? He said his driver was still in Atlanta and that he possibly could get it back there tomorrow, but wasn't sure. Monday was the latest. I explained that I wish he could have said something, being as though nothing would have been said had I not contacted him. Okay, well.
More.
There's more? Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. He got mad and said he couldn't snap his fingers and make his truck be in Dallas. I'm like, dude, that's the time you agreed on. I explained I would have to report him late. We have things in place for non-communication and missed appointments. I guess he thought police report, so he asked me, was that a threat? I said, threat? What do you mean? The problem is my client flew in today to pick up the vehicle. Had he told me he wasn't coming to Monday, then it would have been okay. However, now people are just waiting there for no reason. Now he's refusing to deliver. I then asked, can he just take it back, being as though he's in Atlanta? He agreed and said he will do it Thursday once he gets back from Texas. Oh, my God. I asked him, why would he go all the way to Texas and not take the car? He said a different driver is going to drop it off. I'm so annoyed and about to flip. What is the best way to handle this? I've had people late, but nothing like this. I've never had an issue with any driver, and I just need the car. So am I understanding that this is a broker that listed a car? Because it's the way they read it. Like, I don't do this very often. It does sound weird.
And perfect. I just want to say this for every aspiring get rich quick broker. Just think of this guy. What was the broker fee on this? How much money was he going to make? Let's say it's $100.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
No. No, not at all.
Plus, I see so many problems here. Number one, if a client is flying, do not make any promises about any flights or nothing. No. None of this crap. When I hear, well, the client is flying, great. Then you need to have a neighbor, a sister, a nun, a bishop. I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
But they need to be at the house because I don't want to talk any more about somebody's flight. Don't do it. That should not be happening. Does Amazon ask you when you're going to run to Starbucks and that's when they'll work around delivering your pencils? No.
Yeah.
No. That's ridiculous. By the way, then on this drop off his kid stuff, so should people be in contact?
Yes.
Okay, they're going to drop off the kid. Okay, wait, they're dropping off the kid. Okay, they're picking up a basket of flowers. They're going to go get chocolate. Okay, hang on. All right, don't do it now because, I mean, come on.
Well, and I don't understand. If he was only 10 minutes away, why wouldn't he have waited? I don't get it.
Well, exactly.
Something else is missing here.
You know there's a lie. Exactly. Yes. He looked at your timeline and said, okay, I can play this game. I'll give you a timeline, right?
Yeah.
Hey, let's play the timeline game. Hey! Okay.
Because if the carrier got there at 11:55 and he was going to be back there, let's say, at noon, why wouldn't he have waited? Something's missing.
You said Central? I thought you meant Eastern. Oh, we're talking about Greenwich time? Hey, man, I'm in Australia.
You're on different time zones.
Oh, it's just...
That doesn't make any sense either.
There's
because
so much...
Because the place he's picking up is on the same time zone he's on. So something doesn't make sense, right?
Exactly.
We're missing a whole section of this somewhere.
Right. It'd be like if you're at the grocery store and you said, excuse me, which time zone are you in?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm standing next to you, bro. I mean, this is just so... What else can you add? I mean, Sue... what do we do?
Well, and I'm...
And I love... Okay, and they posted it in the Freight Brokers Network. What do you think people are going to say?
They're going to go, you're a dumbass, but that's just me. Really?
I think one guy actually said, this is why you don't get into drama until it's delivered. I mean, I thought that's the best answer.
True.
But 100 comments. 100
that's a lot.
Comments.
Yeah.
That people love chiming in on this stuff. You got 99 dumbasses and one drama. Hey, did we just see this?
I think I just sent it to you. Or did I send you something else? This is part of it.
So they're okay, so tell us more. I mean, they're clearly advertising this.
Yes, they want everybody to use this. And they're giving 30 days for free. I don't use it. You know I don't use it.
Does anybody use it?
I've got a couple drivers that use it for Assertus loads. But I don't know if I'd use it as my
loads, though?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd just use it for that.
But here's what's funny. Okay, so I talked with Assertus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Assertus, for taking the time. And what they have two software. They have actually two software, and they do put their name on Viacall, and they do put their name on Vinlocity. And Vinlocity, my understanding is, and help correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, yeah, you're
that
right. That's what it is.
If you're moving a load for Assertus, you're using Vinlocity.
Yes,
because
sorry.
Vinlocity is what their shipper used to engage the transport.
Right.
Whereas Viacall
is
a
different.
It is. It's a mobile app TMS solution. It's like an alternative to SD, right? Where if you're a one truck owner operator, you can use this to manage your loads and do electronic bills of lading.
Right.
How much is it after? So it's $25 a month after the first 30 days. Is that comparable too?
Well, I know that Super Dispatch is free if you're just using just the EBOL system. And I know there's some other ones out there. So I'm not really sure. I don't know what the other people charge for their other. Let's see, FMCSA insurance checks. All right.
Yeah,
I
mean,
I saw that too.
Yeah.
It might be great for a bigger company because TMS is going to work more with a, you know, multiple carrier kind of situation for the same company. I don't know if that's necessary for a one truck driver when they can get a lot of them for free. I mean, you know me, I use Super Dispatch for everything, but we use it for everything. And they do, I mean, everything else I think is on there. I don't know what so FMCSA insurance check. So that would be on the broker side of it, right? Because why else would you check for insurance?
Do brokers use Viacall?
I don't know. But why would you?
There's nothing like bumping around in the dark trying to find the doorknob.
I'm just saying, why would you want an FMCSA insurance check, right?
I don't know.
That would be for a broker side of it.
It sounds like we're ready for another Viacall lesson because I don't know. I honestly don't know.
The bottom part totally makes sense because that's EPOD, but the TMS part, I thought TMS is for brokers, right? I don't know.
But if nothing else, and you're at Assertus, this is great feedback for what people know and don't know
about
Viacall.
Right, looking at it.
Yeah. I don't think people know.
Yeah.
That's why I thought this was relevant to share. And there's so many. Oh my gosh. Think of all the different auto transport technology out there that people don't know. Like, you know, like, okay, I see Run Buggy posts a lot on LinkedIn. Auto Sled posts a lot on LinkedIn. Ask any random transporter, what's the difference between Run Buggy and Auto Sled?
Well, I like Auto Sled. Oh. Anyways.
Wow.
Woo, well, I'm sorry. Run Buggy's board sucks, okay? It's horrible, horrible, horrible. You'd never get all the information. I like AutoSled. I think it makes sense. It works.
You do? You book loads on AutoSled?
I'll call them, get them, and then they use the app. They're easy to work with. Half the time you call Run Buggy for a load that's listed, whether you're on there or not, you can go check the board. You may be able to find it, you may not. But most of the time, their loads that they have listed are not any good. I'm sorry, we haven't pulled it off of Central yet.
And what do you guys think? What's the live chat think? Do you guys agree? Have you had a different experience? We want to know. Really want to know. Because that's another thing is that talk about fragmented. Oh my gosh. I mean, people are so busy with Bachelorette Truck Stop and Illegal Dispatchers. Nothing else really gets talked about. RMIS contact change alert. Thought this was interesting. I got this randomly because I was the the old contact dispatch on this. Thought this was pretty cool. This is pretty.
You know what
cool.
I think is funny about this?
Yeah.
I get these when I know like a driver is trying to take me off as a dispatcher. That I know something's going on.
Yeah. Right. Right. That's awesome. Yeah. Exactly. But wait, I just got removed from his dispatch contact like this week.
When did I stop dispatching? And that was how long ago was that?
Stopped dispatching 5 years ago.
Maybe they went out of business, came back into business, and now they're changing stuff.
I don't know.
Because I get that on occasion. Yeah. Or I've got a guy that he's hauling freight now, and I constantly get these. Like they're constantly changing it. And I'm not even listed on there, but the emails come to me still because he hasn't set up to go to me.
It's really funny. I just want to encourage everybody, tune in to the Melting Block of Ice and Cars on the Move on Fridays. We've had some amazing shows. Let me roll this video. Me and Ty like to ask the question, if you seriously think, and this is, again, this brings us back to Auto Haulers Association of America stuff. If you seriously believe that digital auto auctions don't affect auto transport, watch this video. And then we'll discuss. Sue, what's missing?
People.
Where are all the buyers, dude?
Those empty chairs? I mean, there's like five. What the hell?
There's not a single live buyer.
I don't think they want people anymore. Which is horrible. I know that, I mean, I see how great these pictures are and all this stuff. I mean, I like the stuff that you do with, what's that one company?
Black Widow.
Right?
Yeah, Black Widow.
Right, that's fantastic. But I know, and Ty knows you, old school, one is feel, touch, see. And they probably are not happy with this. Maybe they are, I don't think so. But I think Ty would probably tell you differently on most of them.
If you're on the podcast, let me tell you what. We're watching a digital auto auction where there's a physical location with physical workers and no, zero actual buyers at the location.
So the auction is going that fast, or is it 40?
See, okay, this is great. Auctions actually move this fast. The thing is, the workers and the activity is identical to what it was before. What's different is there's not a single buyer. That place, you know why it's big like that? Because they packed it with people. There used to be 50 people.
Yeah.
Now there's none. So don't tell me digital auctions haven't affected your life. Don't be so numb, dude. It's absolutely affected your life. But I realize arguing about illegal dispatchers is much more fun. So thanks for playing. All right, we just keep on moving. We can't stay still for too long. It's kind of like what's that? It's not even a thing anymore. What's the game where they would Squid Game? It's the opposite of Squid Game. You have to keep moving because if you stand still too long, you will get sniped. So that is how dispatching works. You got to keep on moving. We've got Larry coming up here in a few minutes. If anybody has anything in the live chat, what do we got here? Oh, Mike Bird is listening. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. Larry sometimes buys from IAA. Perfect. Okay, Larry, let's do this. Let's play a game. And the reason we're really hitting on this is Ty and I and this is on Cars on the Move on Fridays and at conferences, we've talked to several dealers that no longer go to physical auctions. They don't do it anymore. Larry, do you physically go to IAA when you buy? And that's another thing, too, is what we just saw was wholesale run and drives, whereas, you know, IAA and Copart, because when it's an older vehicle with more things possibly wrong, like start and lurch, then you do need to be there to see it, touch it, smell it, all that stuff. Yes, sir. Oh, Vance doesn't like vehicle. Good feedback.
Is it? Okay.
And so, and here's the thing. Here's a question. All right, since I've done Speculation Live, if you're a transporter and you've seen auctions go digital and nothing has changed, I want to know. Tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, that's fine.
Or, you know, whatever it is. I know, it'll be crickets. Because we're not doing get rich quick and illegal dispatchers. Dang it! Larry said no, but I forgot the question. Dang it. We'll go to the questions here in a minute on the show. Oh yeah, we're still doing a show. Is anybody still celebrating Cinco de Mayo? Has it started? Are we too early? Are we too late? Do you want more music? Let's see. We got 30 minutes left. We can either do the questions. Sue, is there anything else still? Do we want to do a search? How about a search? Let's search some. Is there anything you're still looking for? What's going on in the local?
I'm trying to get out of Dallas, and you know how that works. And there is nothing on here. I'll put that over here.
Miss those.
So days, I'm going Dallas to Atlanta because that's where my driver lives. But as you can see, like, okay.
Do me a favor, share it. I can't see it.
Sorry. Yep.
I did that.
All right. Okay, so right now there's only 20, and I have a, by the way, Dallas to Alabama and Georgia, and there's only 22 loads on here, and they are crap. So you have a 2-pack here for 44 cents a mile. Not going to do it.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yep. And these
are all in it together.
These are huge, so that's not even doable. These are F450s with 8-foot dually beds on them.
But you work with that company.
I do, but right, I would tell them if I was going to call and take it, I would tell them I need more money because those are just too huge.
What do you think it should be paying? What's it going to take? Yeah.
Two
grand? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, they're far from that, aren't they?
Yeah. And they may find something because I really do like Auction Direct. I work with them all the time.
It's just a competitive route, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's why it's lower because everybody lists this stuff on here so cheap. And just like this, Hazlitt to Birmingham for 43 cents a mile? No.
Hey, let's go back up real quick. Let's do this. Dallas to Jasper. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're a 3-car, that's going to fill you up, right?
Yep.
What are you spending?
And you couldn't even take that. It's too heavy.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. So what do you need? You need a 4-car?
You'd need a...
high mount? What do you need?
Well, honestly, I think the only thing that could probably take it because of the weight is going to be a flatbed of some sort.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Because they're big. They got an 8-foot dually.
You're right. I didn't read it enough. All right. Here's a question. So let's say a flatbed picks it up. What's the flatbed going to spend on fuel? Because it's going to fill them up, right?
Yeah. That's all they'd still be able to take. Probably a 3-car flatbed.
Let's do that because that's a good game to play. We all hear, conscience and all this stuff.
Well, let's see. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Yeah, what would they weigh? That's going to help us, too. I'm
going to
guess and say 7,000 to 8,000 pounds. What do you think?
What do you get? 12 miles a gallon?
I know with that on there, you wouldn't.
You get 10?
So the curb weight on that could be up to 85, 87 each.
So your gas.
Pretty, you
might spend
17,000 pounds.
You might spend 500 on fuel. You think?
Let's see. It's 847.
Yep.
If you were getting, let's say it, I don't think you're even getting at 10.
I know, that's what I did.
I'm thinking 7, 8 is what I'm thinking.
So 847 divided by 8, so that's 100 gallons.
105 gallons, and it's
105 gallons times what, $4 a gallon?
No, it's more. It's more
is
than that.
More. All right.
541, so something like that, is what diesel is. So let's say six.
Oh God.
All right. So you're already at $630 just in fuel alone.
There you go. All right.
So yeah, that'd kill you.
Wear and tear, time,
yeah,
insurance,
wear and tear too. With those, are going to be else. A pain.
So I mean, by the time, let's say you hauled it for that, mm-hmm. what's your, like,
you're
what's
not
what,
even making?
Right. What your profit could be. What?
So
and,
with
and you got to stay overnight,
which, right?
Right.
$900 is what you have left over. Yeah, because 847. Well, my guy would drive that, you know, pick up one day, deliver the next. But either way, so you're talking $900. Leftover, but that's not wear and tear. That's not, you know, anything.
Anything, right? Exactly. You add up everything else,
and there you have it.
Which is what? Let's say you're a get rich right now watching. You got your fuel. We just did fuel. You got your insurance. Probably your. Let's say you're a flatbedder, so you've got your power, power unit payment, your trailer payment. You had to stay overnight. You got food. You have other business expenses, administrative. You got to pay for your TMS and mobile app. You got to pay for your ELD. You got to pay, you know,
your dispatcher.
You got to pay them. They got to pay you. I mean, what are you left with? $300, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the only time that works is like if you're needing to get home. You know what I mean? That's about it.
To get home to do what? Pay everybody?
To pay everybody and maybe see your wife and kids.
What's the point? Did you see that live? No. No, Jay, we didn't tune in. We didn't talk about illegal dispatchers and getting rich quick. I'm telling you, it's crazy, man. We just did the calculation live. There's no money in it.
No, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Let alone if you pop a tire on the way home because it was too heavy. Tires.
What else we got? Can we, yeah, park, well, exactly. There you go. Park it. What else do we have? Do me a favor, Sue, take over and run a search. I'm going to be right back. And when I get back, we will do, Ask Larry. Sound good?
Okay. What search you want to do? Just pick one.
And then while, yeah, you pick a search. And while you do that,
I'm just going to look at Florida.
You know, it's a holiday.
True, we can do whatever we want.
It's time to party, so right. Let me get.
I'm just curious. We've been getting really good stuff out of Florida, so let's go there. And I'm just gonna do kind of the Midwest, what we kind of run.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. Actually, let's go up to New Jersey. And you guys are gonna see some of these rates that they've got going up north. Let's try that. Holy crap, there's 1,900 loads going up that direction. So let's go see. 94. 49. 61. Well, I can tell you right now, these are not high enough on here. Stuff like going to Connecticut for 53 cents a mile? No way. Well, they're not as high. I really thought these rates out of Florida going up to the north for the snowbirds were going to be higher than that, because I've got one on here for $900 and it hasn't moved, and I, or 925, and it's not moving either. It's just going to New Jersey. Let's see what else. And it was lower New Jersey. Massachusetts is still only 68 cents, 79. There's a good one for 1,300. But JS Transport always pays really great. Here's another one. Well, that backlot cars, you can always ask for more money. But that's Panama City, so that's really not the route we're looking at here. I mean, if anybody does Florida, they know right now that these rates should be higher than that if you're doing snowbird stuff, because coming down there, you're taking a hit anyways. So coming back out, you should be getting $1 a mile to make up the difference. And it's not looking that way right now.
Get rich to Mayo. Get rich to Mayo, says Ty. That is so awesome. I think that should be the new name of the show. Get Rich DeMaio.
Well, okay, so there's some Jersey stuff that's paying decent. That makes sense. $1,200. Wow. Those aren't bad. Going up to New Jersey, Philly area.
Yeah.
But not all of them are the same. There's a $1,000 Corvette that's enclosed.
This is awesome.
56,000. I mean, I was kind of expecting to see 1,000 and up straight down the line going into Jersey, by the way. I mean, there's, don't get me wrong, there's a bunch on here, but they're not.
Well, what's interesting is, okay, snowbird season, fuel prices are up, and it's still as rock bottom as it can get.
Yeah.
That is,
I mean, not all of them, but yeah, a lot of them are.
No, but I mean, we're still riding.
We're going to say 50-50 is what I'm looking at.
So the fuel
right now
went up, so the rates went up just that little
bit. Just a little tiny bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. That's about it. Because a lot of these, some of this stuff is going into New York. Oh, this guy says, please text best rate. Okay. Can we text him $2,000 and see what he says?
Right now, a young broker intern just walked into the top floor in the penthouse and said, sir, we just lost a bottle of champagne for tonight, so we're just not going to have as much champagne, but we got it moved. We're just not going to have as much champagne to spray over each other in the cubicles.
Oh, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, some of these are good on here, but honestly, like I said, would they need to be getting paid more out of Florida, because going down there, they're taking a hit. I know they're taking a hit going down there. Because it's always one way or the other with Florida. Same thing with California. It's one way or the other. This stuff going into New York and stuff.
So, somebody's got a ticker on their desk. Champagne bottles lost. And each time everyone, oh.
Can't drink that one today.
Oh. Stupid illegal dispatchers.
That, okay, so only the 2009 is an in-op, so you need a winch for that. Well, I would say you're looking at, some of these are priced right, and some of these are not.
Yeah, I mean, that's typical. Actually, that one looked, well, that's, well, I suppose that one's okay, right? What is it? It's a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Yeah, that one's not bad.
Yeah.
But that, and that one's gonna, that
always
one's
pays
move.
Right, though.
That one's going to move, right?
Yeah, and it is in Jacksonville, too.
That thing's
so, I mean,
priced to move. That's going to be gone. Yeah.
I like ABRS. They always pay appropriately.
Well,
stuff.
I do, too. I agree with you.
Let's see. But, I mean, if you're going all the way in the Connecticut and Rhode Island and stuff, I mean, these are not the rates you should be. I mean, if you're a 10-car hauler, yeah, 72 cents a mile, 87 cents a mile, that's probably, you know, good money if you're taking 10 of them, right? But I bet when you came out, you didn't get even 50 cents a mile going down there, right? That's the thing. You're not making that much difference at 72 cents a mile. Not with gas prices. And they're getting, what, 3-4 miles to a gallon? That's all they're getting. Yeeks. I am seeing a lot at 1,000, 1,100 though, so you could probably take your pick on here.
That's
there's
a lot
on here.
It's the snowbirds, right?
Yeah, this. I mean, snowbird season is lasting a long time, and this is my theory. Why is there not pricing them the right way? Because snowbird season should have already been done with, man. It's May.
Snowbird season's got to be one of the get-rich
scams.
Well, no, but like kind of like get – that's your – if you're looking
that's
for
money.
Get-rich – if you're looking for get-rich broker triggers. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
GetRichBrokerTriggers.com.
Yeah.
If you're looking for that, Snowbird's got to be in the top three.
Yeah. Well, and
like,
I know
hey,
a lot
man,
of these –
I want to be a broker. Have you heard about Snowbird's trigger?
Well, too, and I know there's a lot of East Coast transporters that this is what they wait for every year is the snowbird season. And a lot of them have their own clients, but I know they got to do fill-ins, right? But and if they talk to somebody and the new guy's like, oh God, I got to do this snowbird stuff, I'm going to make a gazillion dollars, they'll find out later on that's not the way this works.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I want to flag on the play, by the way. I just want to say, I apologize, but if you are new and you didn't know that the marketplace was this saturated and crazy, we are here to let you know it is. It's actually worse.
I want to do some.
It
but
is.
See, there's 1,900
so
loads on here.
So saturated and crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I want to change this just a hair, and I want to see. I'm going to put on there a minimum of $1,000. Because I'm just doing. I did this part right here. Let's see how many cars are on here for at least $1,000. Just curious. Out of 1,900.
Oh, a fan says I had too many margaritas.
There's at least 1,000 loads, 967 loads out of that 1,905 or 1,000 and above. But of course, that's going to include these two packs that aren't paying enough, right? 49 cents a mile cars arrive. Really, really.
Where 49 cents?
Yep, two cars. 49 cents. This is the same thing. 53 cents.
All right.
And even $1,000 on some of these are not enough because, look, that's only 65 cents a mile. I mean, $1,000 going to New Jersey, probably good money. Not to New York, not to Massachusetts.
I seriously just got a notification from Pandora asking me if I want more Cinco de Mayo music. Hey! That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this is enclosed for 83 cents a mile. It's in New Hampshire, for God's sakes.
So wait, Ty, did your phone hear the show? What's going on? Do you have an air tag on your dually?
Very disappointing, to say the least.
Ooh, Sergio's got a search. Ontario, California to Phoenix.
Okay, we can do that.
I think I know what we're going to find. Yeah.
I don't know. We may find good stuff. We'll see.
Well, you can always take a screenshot and email me. Send it in. autotransportintel@gmail.com. Send in the news.
To Phoenix, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's...
Arizona.
You gotta get rich on... Yeah. Gotta
get, see what we got.
Gotta get rich air tag.
I'm not gonna put any minimums. Let's just see if it's good or bad.
How low can you go?
121 loads. Yeah. Okay. 275.
So are we gonna see cars for 150?
I hope not. I mean, I'm impressed right now. We got 300 up here.
Because actually, let's look at, okay, on a $300 car, how much gas do you spend? Let's say you're a three car.
Yeah.
All right. So a third of your gas goes to moving this car. If you're going from Long Beach to Phoenix, how much did you spend in gas?
Yeah.
I mean, keep searching. I'll do the I'll work on that calculation.
I mean, there's three right there in Long Beach going into Phoenix, and it's only $900. That'll tell you something right there. So, and
okay.
I
okay. So you might spend it on a $300 car from Long Beach to Phoenix. You might spend $150 in gas. You might. So, already. You're at 150 minus the cost of fuel. Take out the cost of insurance. Take out your other expenses. Take out a sanity charge. Right? Because you're going to lose time. And you are down to, you might net $75 on a car from Long Beach to Phoenix. Tell me I'm wrong.
So what do you feel about this 9-pack for $2,000?
All right. Well, we know we spent $500 on fuel.
At least.
Okay, exactly, at least. So we're at, you're at, okay.
$1,500.
You're at $1,500. You have a high insurance payment, right? Well, I mean, it's, you know.
It's fine. It might not be too bad. And I think maybe, because it says must pick up on 5/6. So you may have some negotiating there if they want it picked up on Friday.
This seems like actually a decent paying load if you're a busy 9 car.
Yeah.
This isn't bad.
No, I don't think it's too bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And really, if you got in with Carvana and this, and you did these loads for them regularly, they'd probably call you. You know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting. Exactly. It's interesting that it's posted.
Yeah. Well, here's the weird thing. We've been trying to get loads on the ePay Manager board, and sometimes they're on there, sometimes they're not. And they're not using, you know, I used to be able to tell you that these are the ones that you have to call on. They're not using those numbers anymore.
You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. I saw that with United Road after a while, is that I lost track of how to
keep track of what's what.
Yeah, I couldn't make sense of what was posted and what wasn't, and what I had to call and who I had to call. After a while, I just didn't know anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I would think this might be a call one, just because look at the order ID. It's a B something or other. So it's different than a normal load would be listed. Like, usually it's just an order ID. So that might be a call. But the problem is, getting a hold of Carvana to answer the phone is good luck.
Well, and that's the nice thing about RPM, is you don't need to bother with the phone because they don't answer it. Okay.
Well, there. Well, I mean, there's loads on here. There's plenty of loads on here going that way. And there's some on here that are good.
That's the good news. That is the good news. Hey, there's a Run Buggy load that's good. Tell me what's wrong with that one. Oh, do you know where Camarillo is? But they're paying.
86
but they're
miles
paying.
West.
Yeah, but exactly. You're gonna eat at least $100 just going to pick that up.
Well, and I don't know. I couldn't tell you if it was a good load or not, because, like I said, they don't take them off.
Oh.
You could waste your time. This is what usually happens. Like, if you're not set up the Run Buggy, you could waste your time, and it takes usually all day long, sometimes 2 days, to get set up. Then you call and you go on that load board and you find out the car is not there. You call them, oh, we dispatched that 2 days ago. We just haven't removed it.
That sounds like fun. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yep. So that's why I say, if you're going to get signed up with them, just get signed up with them. Don't expect any load that you're trying to get at that time. Just get set up. Mm-hmm. And that way you're ready if you do come across a load that is something you want. Here's another 9-pack, and I don't think that one's near as good. It's only $1,500. And then Direct Connect takes a fee for quick pay as well.
And after fuel and fee and paying them and paying you and insurance and all that stuff, that one's not even close to what the Carvana one was.
Yep.
Oh, look at the – whoa.
Which one? What, this?
Yeah, what's this Assertus stuff, man?
They're big. They've been listing all kinds of these vans, especially out of Kansas City going into Dallas. And they're Walmart vans is the way I'm understanding it, because we just hauled some from Kansas City down to Dallas and San Antonio.
Let's play a game called, what do you think the shippers pay?
Like I said, they're Walmart vans, so take your pick. Could be great.
What do you think the shippers pay? Let's really think about this for a second.
15,
let's say you're... just a really good sales guy. What do you think you could get Walmart? You said it's a Walmart van?
That's what all these vans have been Walmart vans. Now, I don't know about California, but I know the ones we've been dealing with in Kansas City have all been Walmart vans.
So let's think. Okay? I like
two?
To, right? Two thousand per van?
No, a thousand per van.
So
that's what I'm thinking.
Okay, it's $1,000. Okay. So if we got the shipper to pay us $1,000 a van, and we posted it for $450, we're making half every time a van gets moved.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's right?
I think that's probably close.
Thanks for playing. What do you think we can get this moved for? And how much champagne can we spray? I mean, not only do we get to spray champagne every time a van moves, but then that's another brick added to the next wing and the statues and all the murals and all the, you know? Shoot, yeah. pick up a yacht.
Yeah, everyone, ask them for five, though.
Who's going to Coachella next year? You know, like, I mean it. All right. Anyways, that was an interesting exercise. Just something to think about. You know, when you're sweating down the road and you're steering wheel shaking like crazy and your phone's popping out of your hand and there's a cop on your tail and your ELD's smoking and breaking and you're freaking out and the phone's ringing and your kids are freaking out. Just remember what the shipper paid.
I mean, of course, we're guessing. They're a big company. They got to be making money. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in business, right?
Oh, come on now. How dare you?
that.
All right. I think it's time to play. That's right. Step right up, every show. We got five new questions. That's right. Five new questions. It's time to play Are You a Car Shipping Guru? Now, we already did these questions on Tuesday night. So we're going to do the questions again. Then we're going to do the answers. We don't have a lot of time. Because we lost a lot of it because Jay let us down all again. Question one. True or false? A carrier is required by law to maintain a broker's license if they dispatch a load or loads to another carrier. Say it ain't so.
Is this a trick question?
What's the answer, Sue? Do carriers need broker's license if they're going to dispatch to other carriers?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought the dispatcher was illegal.
That's what they all say.
Didn't you?
Not true.
This has to be wrong. Question two. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2020 BMW X5 from OKOK to Farmingdale, NJ? Is it $595, $715, $990, or $1,220? I've never heard of OKOK.
No, me either.
Never.
I do Oklahoma all the time.
You think they've got one of them population signs with bullet holes in it? Okay, that's just... I grew up in Oklahoma, so I got some. I have some street cred here.
I'm going to say it's either $715 or $990, but
I know, I think I got it wrong. I went high on this. I don't know what I was thinking. Huh? I said $1,220. No, it's probably $990. It's a BMW X5.
It's
basically new. Record dealer profits. Nobody cares. Right? Record dealer profits. Tell me that's not a dealer move.
Give
right?
me a minute till I'm almost done.
That's a dealer move. Record dealer profits.
I'm going to say on this 715, which I think sucks probably still, but.
You're right. Elena says 1222.
Oh, well,
yeah, but. Yeah, but
I think it's
Elena,
supposed to be.
Record dealer profits. You know, we got to spray our champagne too. Okay, here we go. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I was debating. I wasn't sure where it was going to land, but.
Got it wrong. Once again, fail. All right, question three. Here we go. True or false? A dispatcher is commonly referred to as a person hired to perform logistics work for both brokers and carriers?
There you go. That's what we were talking about.
No.
I'm going with true.
This can't be true. It can't be true. No. Oh, that's it, Jay. You're really chasing away your audience. Oh, God. Here we go. Question four. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe from Denver, Colorado to Lansing, Michigan? $975, $1,280, $1,495, or $1,630? You know, if it's coming out of Denver, there must be a sign as you're leaving Denver that just says, you're leaving Denver and entering rock bottom. Okay, there we go.
Let's see. Lansing, huh? Well,
There's a sign on the way that says, "We hope you made money coming in." Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
That would be the sign.
This could go either way because Denver is cheap to get out of a lot of times.
Oh, I
think it's going to come up as 975. I think it should be more in the 1280 range at least, possibly 1495.
I know.
But
and it's a Santa Fe, so they're going to be like, it's just a little
car. It's little only 14 and a half foot long,
yeah.
So it's not going
like,
to cost anything.
You know, come on, you like driving, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you like driving. You love this. You're so cool. I picked 1280. I sure hope it is 1280. Yeah, Elena's got 1280. See, Elena, but Elena,
too,
we missed the last one too. So what? All right, well, let's go for it. Ready?
Yep.
Oh,
oh, it was
no,
right. Oh my
God.
That
Denver
sucks. Sorry, I was
sucks.
Right.
Oh my God.
Oh, that is horrible.
Oh, that is so bad. Wow. Question 5. Here we go. Year-over-year growth in use of digital auction technology by dealers and consigners have had no effect on auto transport business owners.
False.
Come on.
That was a gimme.
There's no people. What do you need? Hey. Well.
Really?
Oh, we're over time. Let's see. Oh, we're going to be a digital dealer next week. We already did that. Okay, yeah. So that is the end of the news. You can take the screen back. Maybe we'll go another few minutes or so. We still have a little bit more music in us. In fact, I'll tell you what. You know what? Mug of Problems is so much fun that I think it deserves a little bit of music.
Sure. Oh, should we talk about that, Vance? I'm not sure.
What do we got?
Vance, if we talk about that, they may decide to change the rate. I don't know if we should talk about that.
Sue, tell them about the Metro Loan for Dennis.
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
Man, I don't know.
Oh, it's so salty. Don't you love that? I love a lot of salt on the rim. Wait a minute, what? That is hilarious. They're gonna
we'll
it'll
wait,
be on
Vance.
Facebook.
We'll talk
that
about
guy talks
that
like
in a
dispatcher.
Weeks when it's okay. Over and done with. How about that?
All right, I'll tell you what. Here, I once was a dispatcher, but it doesn't mean I don't have problems. As wonderful as that job was, I don't do it anymore. COD is great, but if that's all you want to do, you won't make much money. And I don't make enough money to sit here all day hoping I find COD loads. I don't make money searching for miracles all day that do not exist.
Yep. I totally, totally agree with that.
Word.
I don't know how many people had to get rid of them because of that.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. And then you do find a COD load and they're like, is it paying cash? I'm like, really?
Well, what's the difference between cash?
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, I don't want to check either. Yeah, I've heard that too. I'm like,
so
I think
many,
we got rid of those drivers.
How soon till you're out of business? Oh, it's next week? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Not that we don't understand that you have expenses, but, you know.
Yes, if you're hurting that bad, you probably shouldn't
That's
be
why
this
we
business.
Make this show. We have to do something to counter all of the get-rich-quick videos.
There you go.
I mean,
that's
I don't,
the problem.
And it ain't working. Shoot, man. Get-rich-muggo problems. Hey! All right. Well, listen, everybody, thank you so much for joining us for Cinco to Get Richo. What is it? Get Rich to Mayo. Okay, thank you so much, Ty. Really, this has been a great show, and we had a lot of fun. Hopefully, it brought a little bit of joy to all of your pain. And
if we had lots of alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're ready to go, man. Listen, yeah, just go. I went on YouTube and I got the Cinco de Mayo music. Ty says he's already getting spammed from music sources to plays. I mean, just, you know, load up the kids and or no, don't leave the kids at home. Yeah, leave the kids at home and go get, you know, whether it's ice blended or on the rocks, extra salt on the rim. Thank you so much. This has been Cinco de Mayo celebration. Hey, there's no Dispatching Live next week. Actually, the next few weeks are going to be a little strange. I got some business and travel and stuff. Ty's going to be in Tampa. I'm going to be on the move as well. So next week we have Digital Dealer. No Dispatching Live next Thursday. And let's see, that brings us to the 19th. We will do a show on the 19th, but it will be a little different. And okay. Then no Dispatching Live on June 2nd.
Okay.
No Dispatching Live on June 2nd. So we'll do two more in May. We'll do the 19th and we'll do the 26th. I think that's where we're at. I'll keep you posted. All right.
Oh, you're gonna send
so
me.
This was also a kind of a celebration. Oh, let's see. We got... Oh, okay. David... David sent in a... Yeah, that's a picture of a truck. And then Ty's got, yeah, Pandoro de Cinco. Cool. All right. Well, that is a wrap here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in and saying hello. Hey, office, what do we say?
Hey, everybody. Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Have fun tonight. We'll see you soon. Peace out.
See you guys.
All right. Take care.